Thank you. Thank you. stretching out a bit into the 2 o'clock hour here today on the beat on WCMU, JV's Boogaloo Squad. They've got a release called Going to Market. We wrapped up there with a track called I Suppose It Is, and also in there one called Slack Division, both written by Joel Vicentin, he of JV fame, Adam Beer Coliacciano on guitar, and Jeff Hazelcheck on the drums. Here on the beat on WCMU, jazz, blues, and more for your Saturdays right here on listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University. We opened up in there with a cut from Dexter Gordon's 1970 work on the Prestige label, an album called The Panther. The liner notes here from the great Ira Gittler. This album once more points up the rare combination of high intelligence, emotional power, charm, wit, and dramatic flair that is contained in the saxophony of Dexter Gordon. He just keeps getting better and better all the time. And of an artist that Ira Gittler caught when he was with a youth jazz band, the Newport Youth Jazz Band, back in 1960, and he made a footnote and about baritone saxophonist Ronnie Cooper. He said his solo will gas you, one that he lent to one of the tracks that they played. And he also said that it was in his mind to, quote, file for the future, as he wanted to see what Ronnie Cooper would become. And then he closes by saying Ronnie has put in a lot of hard work on his natural talent in the more than 15 years since he zoomingly rumbled through the break on Tiny's Blues. Cooper Libre is Cooper free, free to pursue his natural inclinations to honest, hard-driving, beautiful music. Cooper Libre is the gateway. Once again, borrowing that phrase, the door is open. The words of the late Ira Gittler, the music of Ronnie Cooper, here on The Beat on WCMU. Archives of this show and playlists and the like are all there, too. You can check all that out, radio.wcmu.org, and all of our production stuff handled again this week by Jeff Patton. We're going to turn to the work of the Gil Evans Orchestra. We debuted a new CD from the Gil Evans Monday Night Jazz Orchestra last week. This is a return to the band with Gil still at the helm from the summer of 1984. The Monday Night Orchestra, live at Sweet Basil. A couple of cuts penned by the great Jimi Hendrix. We'll hear Voodoo Child, and this is Up From the Skies.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Voodoo Child and Up From the Skies, both written by Jimi Hendrix, both given an amazing workout with Gil Evans' Monday Night Orchestra live at Sweet Basil in 1984. On Voodoo Child, most of those lead guitar lines from the great Jimi Hendrix, handled by the incomparable lead tuba of Howard Johnson. Love that record. Here on the beat on WCMU, your music and NPR news station. We'll do some more in tribute to Ira Gittler, recordings that he did the liner notes for. That'll be coming up next week around the program. Hope you enjoyed the new stuff we played for you this week, too. You got any feedback, up, down, or sideways, or anything else in the jazz world that needs to be addressed, you make sure you address it to me, david.nicholas@cmish.edu. That's david.nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S, at cmish.edu. Thanks to Jeff Patton for all of his work again this week and in the week ahead. You make sure you keep swinging and you find yourself some peace. We'll catch up with you at high noon next Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you.